quicker you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself go. Find some place you know you can use your words, use your hands. You can change the world, just pretend. Express yourself, take a chance and you'll see who you'll be.
It's time to express yourself, where teens talk and the world listens. Presented by Star Style Productions as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. You'll rock to an hour of adolescent fusion with your teen hosts and on-air reporters. Meet and chat with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with subjects regarding anything and everything that you want to know. It's time to kick off the fun with our star teens. Welcome to Express Yourself.
Scribo ergo sum. I write, therefore I am, which isn't a real quote, but spoof on cogito ergo sum, which is I think, therefore I am. Hello and welcome to Express Yourself. We're a program by, for, and with creative young people, a platform to give teens a voice right here on Voice America Kids Network. I'm Zara Hosni, and today the theme for our show is the gift of writing.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions and brought to you as an outreach service of the Be the Star You Are charity, a top nonprofit honored by GuideStar and great nonprofits. Be the Star You Are has launched Operation Hurricane Matthew Relief to get books to the victims in the United States in the midst of this devastating storm. If you can help us or donate any like efforts towards our cause in helping them, please visit BeTheStarYouAre.org to make a donation and get more information. We are shipping to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Please help us help those in need.
This segment, one of our veteran reporters, Maria Wong, is here with the new installment of her segment, Book Smart. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Zara. Hi, Brigitte. So, as an avid reader and writer myself, I've just always thought of writing as such a amazing thing that writers can connect with thousands of people across the world just through a string of words and sort of be, we all share an experience together, whether it be a human emotion or just a situation we all been a part of. And while for some, writing can be an arduous task, for others, it's pure fun or a form of relaxation. Either way, this past weekend, I was skimming through New York Times and found an article that stated how writing not only helps improves one's happiness and self-awareness, but it also has so many statistics showing it has correlation with lowering symptoms of depression and improving memory control. And I just thought it was so great, and it just reaffirmed my beliefs of how writing is so great for anybody, whatever style it may be, because I think it encourages creative thinking, imagination, it pushes your intellectual thought, and can be so much fun or a form of relaxation. But as high school and middle school students, writing has been so ingrained in our heads as solely writing critical literary analyses or essays. So I thought I would give some ideas to incorporate writing into your everyday life for fun. The first would be journaling. And I differentiate this from a diary just because I think with a journal, it's sort of a free-for-all. You can add art to it, whatever you want. But I think of a diary more as just recounting the day. And lately on social media, I don't know if you've seen it like on Instagram or YouTube, but a lot of people have been doing bullet journaling and sharing it. And bullet journaling is a great way to journal for people who love stationery writing. They love planners, goal setting, writing to-do list, and just using pen and ink. And I think it's such an easy way to write more. The only rule is basically using bullets as your main structure, whether it's a to-do list or a planner, or just to sort of express your thoughts, but you're using bullets just sort of as a quick way to do it. And I think it's just really efficient, but there's also been such cool ones I've seen that use a lot of hand lettering or different art or collages. So I think it's just such a great way to be creative and write more. Another way would be to write a letter to someone to become pen pals. And I know that we all communicate with our friends and family nowadays over text and calling, but I always think it's so nice to receive a letter. It takes a lot more thought, I think, and writing on paper sort of has a different effect to me than just quickly typing or texting someone over the phone or computer. And for me, I participate in Odyssey of the Mind, and when I went to the World Finals, we had a buddy team from Singapore who we still stay in touch with over social media. but we were just discussing all of the teammates to become postmates, to exchange letters and send stuff over, whether it be from Singapore or the United States, just to be a cool way to see one's life outside of the screen and sort of just have a new aspect of our friendship. And my third way would just be writing poems and songs in your free time. I know a lot of people think of poems sort of like Shakespeare, whether it's a sonnet or very serious and long and romantic. But as my English teacher says, most poems are usually just fun and sort of carefree. Lately, just writing in free verse has been so popular. And you can just see this on all types of social media, people sharing their poetry and songs just as a new way to express themselves. And my final way would be writing book reviews. And this is what I do for Express Yourself. I think it's really great for anybody who loves to read and really wants to get to know the book more, because it's a bit different from a book report, but you really get to sort of analyze the book more, and it's a new way of writing, and it really helps out the whole entire reading community, getting to know your opinion so they can make an opinion on whether to read the book or not.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's also like, I guess for like book reviews and like, you know, writing what your opinion is on the book, it really like has you analyze other people's writing as well.
No,
so
exactly.
That's definitely very useful. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
I just think it's like, though it's a bit subjective, I know like for me when looking like on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or Goodreads, just looking through the reviews, it's so great to know other people's opinions, but also you have the chance to read the book, so just a way to form your own opinions, just so it's not completely just one person's opinion dictating it. But it's such a great way to write for anybody who loves to read.
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually really great that you mentioned bullet journaling earlier.
Yes.
I tried doing that because it's so cute. I love bullet journaling.
I know.
a lot of my friends, you know, have these like adorable notebooks. And I do think definitely it's a way to like express yourself. And there's like what's nice about bullet journaling, you know, there's like different like codes, right? Like little color codes for how you're feeling. And I just think that's really great because it's like adding, you know, visual effects and visual like coding to your writing and kind of like, if you're more, you know, like visual in learning or visual in expressing yourself, then you can also kind of tie that in with your words. And it like gives actual legit, like physical color to the words.
So like, what is like bullet journaling? Do you just like make bullet points out of whatever you want to write or what?
So basically, when like all of the ones I've seen, it's basically just, the main thing is that you have to have, like, bullet points. Some people use it as a to-do list. You usually have, like, a table of contents where, whether it's, like, books you're reading or day-to-day stuff you need to do or just your random thoughts, you sort of set up, like, a table of contents or you have an index, and that's where sort of color coding comes in hand with that. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just a way to express your thoughts in sort of a new format. And yeah, it's become really popular lately, and I think it's so great that it has its own little community, because I think in general, writing and reading allows for people all around the world to have these new communities where you're able to share like a book you love, or if you all love writing a certain way, and just,
Exactly. And you know what's cool is I saw actually for bullet journaling specifically, they have like Tumblr communities where you like post it's so cute. And like what I do like about bullet journaling especially is it also gives you like there's like a page for I think future logs, right? Where you can log kind of, you know, what you're gonna do over the next 6 months. And I think, you know, yeah, other than writing, you can write your feelings. It's like an all-in-one type thing, which is really cool. Yeah, you plan, and then you, like, write your thoughts. And it's just exercises in writing that, like, help you with your daily life as well. Yeah, it's a good time.
For some people, like, a way to motivate themselves to not procrastinate. While, like, for others, it can be just a great way, like, looking back on your journal, whether it be bullet journaling or just writing down your everyday thoughts, just to see, like, how you've progressed as a person or your, like, current thoughts and what's mindset.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's, like, really important, too, because sometimes when we think of writing, we just think of, like, you know, essay writing or creative writing. Yeah. It can sometimes be a little stressful because you feel like you have to be deep, you feel like you have to be, you know, a scholar or something like that. But I feel like with bullet journaling, it sounds like it's just kind of, like, what you want to write, you write. So it's not stressful. It's more, like, therapeutic, which I think is really important because writing is really intimidating to so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And I think, like, definitely, like, with our school system, we definitely, like, think of writing as sort of these very serious works. But I think it'd be great just to have, like, a creative writing class or something at school.
Yeah.
It sort of encourages, like, different forms of writing and just makes writing more approachable to people where it might seem, like, a very scary or intimidating task.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go ahead.
Thanks. Sorry. I like, Maria, how you also, like, brought up Odyssey of the Mind, where I remember that was kind of, like, science and writing, right? You wrote, like, a script kind of thing.
Yeah, Odyssey of the Mind is so broad. It's just a creative problem-solving competition that's worldwide. And there's so many different problems from, like, some are very science-based, like building a balsa wood structure, building a vehicle. But for others, like for my group, we usually write plays, like, that are based on history or certain prompts.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, it's very expansive, and it incorporates all skills, whether it be science, writing, critical thinking, problem-solving.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I remember. That 1 year. Yeah, that's it's like, it's pretty cool too, where you kind of get together. Like, I know there's I went to one of those, like, big competitions, right? Like the giant ones where everybody comes together. So regarding, like, your you know, link with this other team in Singapore, how did they pair you up? Like, what process did you go through?
So basically, World Championships, it's like the final round, and it's from, like, all around the world, obviously, and you can request to have a buddy team, and there's a high school division, a middle school division, an elementary school division. So we got paired with someone from a high school division who were actually the same age as us, and it was really great. It's just sort of a way to sort of, like, connect you with other teams, and I really learned a lot more about myself and about them, just because Singapore is such a different place with such a different culture, different education system, everything. But, you know, like, we all became such great friends. And it was just an overall great experience just to meet them and still keep in touch with them.
So do you think that, like, you know, you mentioned that you guys are pen pals now. Do you think, like, conveying your, like, like your feelings through writing and, like, your thoughts through writing, do you think that's, like, more effective when communicating with them, or, like, less effective than, say, like, an email or something? Like, what's, like, how do you feel about, like, sending an email versus, like, sending a letter?
I feel like a letter is far more personalized and thoughtful rather than just going on your computer and quickly writing an email. just, like, for them, you know, they send, like, a lot of cute, like, Asian stationery and stuff like that.
Oh, so
it's a lot different, but I think it's also just sort of, like, a new way to connect rather than just talking abbreviations and sending all this stuff. It's just a great way to get to know them even better and,
Okay, well, thank you so much, Maria, for that awesome discussion. That was actually really fun. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but it was wonderful to discuss the power of words with you. During the break, be sure to check out our charity site at btsya.org, which stands for Be the Star You Are, 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity. I'm Zara Hossanane.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Support our show and these amazing segments by donating to the Be the Star You Are charity that brings you this program. For more information on how to do this, go to bethestaryouare.org and follow our blog. Again, that website is www.bethestaryouare.org. Don't go anywhere as we continue our talk about the gift of writing.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit expressyourselfteenradio.com for information. That's expressyourselfteenradio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit expressyourselfteenradio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back to our uplifting, inspiring program. I'm Zara Hosnain, and you are listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids Network, brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity. This week's topic is all about the gift of writing.
And I'm Brigitte. For this segment, we'll be reading a chapter from the award-winning book, Be the Star You Are by Cynthia Bryan. All right, and this chapter is called The Gift of Writing by Dallas Woodburn. And here we go. My computer screensaver is a photograph of a six-year-old girl perched at the kitchen table in front of an old-fashioned manual typewriter. She sits up on her knees to be tall enough to reach the keys and stares intently at the blank piece of paper in front of her, oblivious to everything save for the story unfolding inside her mind.
I am that little girl, now grown into a young woman of 21. My screensaver captures the essence of who I am. A dreamer, a creator, a storyteller, trying to share with others the magic I've discovered in my own imagination. To say it plainly, I'm a writer.
I was 10 years old when I published my first book. Now, more than a decade later, I'm still reaping the benefits of the gift of writing. Self-confidence, a means to express myself, and hopefully a path to change the world for the better in some small way.
How did my journey begin? With one little idea, and a little naivete, too. In fifth grade, I applied for and received a $100 school grant to write and self-publish a children's book of short stories and poems entitled There's a Huge Pimple on My Nose.
One of the perks to publishing a book at such a young age is I didn't understand how difficult the project should be. I plunged into the writing world with excitement instead of fear. Furthermore, I used my young age as an advantage when marketing my book. What better way to promote youth literacy, I wrote in my cover letters, than a book written for kids by a kid. I bravely sent out my book everywhere I could imagine and scored reviews in not only my local Ventura, California newspaper, but also in the national magazines Girls Life and Cosmo Girl. A book review in the Los Angeles Times praised, if you simply want some remarkable writing, it would be hard to find a book more satisfying.
I began speaking to schools and youth groups about my publication journey and was moved by the enthusiastic response I received. Many kids tell me they did not think they could be writers, but after hearing my talk, they're inspired to write stories of their own. Motivated to reach as many kids as possible, in 2000, I founded a nonprofit organization, Write On, to encourage kids to discover joy, confidence, and a means of self-expression through reading and writing. I've personally found during my time spent tutoring kids, including mentally challenged students, that keeping a journal often increases self-esteem and opens the lines of communications with others. In 7 years, Write On has donated 10,140 new books, worth approximately $70,000, to underprivileged kids, whose smiles buoy my spirits through any writer's block, rejection, or weariness, and I face the rest of the year. I've been told that for many of the recipients of my annual holiday book drive, these books are the only Christmas gifts they receive.
As legendary basketball coach John Wooden says, you'll never succeed if you're afraid to fail. So take chances. Be bold, because opportunities have a way of snowballing to create more opportunities. Turn disadvantages into advantages. Above all else, approach your life with wide-eyed excitement, enthusiasm, and passion. And we have an exercise, which is kind of tied into the charity that the author has started, called Write On. So basically what we're going to do is grab a blank piece of paper or open a blank document on your computer and visualize a place. Close your eyes and imagine you are there. Sit there for a minute or two just thinking about this place. What does it look like, smell like, or feel like? What does it sound like? What emotions do you associate with this place? Do you associate memories, desires, fears?
Go ahead. Okay. Now open your eyes and face the blank page with a fresh mindset. Look at the clock and give yourself 5 minutes. Ready, set, go. Now write. For the next 5 minutes, don't let your pen leave the paper or your fingers leave the computer keys. Just write. No judgments, no inhibitions. Don't limit yourself. Don't think too much. Just write. It doesn't matter if there are misspellings or grammar mistakes. It doesn't matter if things don't exactly follow or don't exactly make sense. That can all be fixed later. For now, just write. Write a letter to your future self predicting where you will be in 5, 10, or even 20 years. What will you be doing, thinking, or dreaming? Hopefully, once you get in the groove, you'll fly past those 5 minutes and can continue to write up a storm.
And we have a quote here from William E. Simon, a former Secretary of the Treasury of the United States. Infinitely more important than sharing one's material wealth is sharing the wealth of ourselves, our time and energy, our passion and commitment, and above all, our love. Oh, that's really beautiful. It's funny, though. Yeah, because this is a former Secretary of the Treasury who really, right. Knows money. And he realizes, even after working with the entire U.S. Treasury, right?
Yeah, right.
These human qualities are more important than money. And I feel like, words are definitely more... Words can bring about money. And
right.
Yeah, they inspire... And words especially have a lot of power because money can buy a lot of things, but words can inspire happiness, right? So
yeah,
for that matter, on that scale, words are definitely more powerful than money is.
Yeah, I think there's, he's talking about the wealth of ourselves. I think that's really interesting because, and mm-hmm. it was even expressed through the story we just read because, material wealth can only get you so far. And a lot of times I know there's this stereotype of the starving artist, right? Who if you're going to make a career as a writer, then you have to kind of expect to be dirt poor and not materially wealthy at all. But I also think that there is a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of wisdom in our souls that we can share only really through writing. And I think this author actually demonstrated with her writing is that mm-hmm. What she did was pretty uncertain. She got a $100 grant when she was in fifth grade, but it was pretty great, very courageous of her to go on and keep writing despite maybe being looked down upon by others who were mm-hmm. oh, you're not serious enough about your job or whatever. And I think it's I feel like writing, the difference between material wealth and the kind of wealth you talk about that you're offering with writing is that material wealth is kind of there in the short term and it's very concrete mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But then with the other kind of wealth, it's just you have to wait a lot longer. You have to have a lot more patience and you have to, and it takes kind of a lot more thought to realize the worth behind that kind of wealth as opposed mm-hmm. to material wealth.
Yeah, exactly. And it is kind of sad that right now the newspaper industry is dying out a little bit because, more people are attached to their phones. But it's also really cool that you can now make your living as a freelance writer. And I went online. I was like, how can I get my works out there? How can I contribute to, making the world a better place with my words, right? And I found that if you go on sites like Fiverr, which is a site where you offer to do something for $5, you offer to play a piece on the violin and send it to someone who's giving you just $5, and you can offer to write pieces for mm-hmm. $5. And so it's really cool that we can now use technology to kind of further our writing and then maybe not be a starving artist and kind of are living by that as well. Because we are studying in my English class, funnily enough, we're doing a bit of literary analysis and we're studying uh-huh. kind of the theories and ideologies of Buddhism. And what a main point in Buddhism is that if you don't have enough energy, if you've starved yourself because of your faith, you might not have enough energy to really reach an enlightened point. And maybe that's kind of the same thing with writing, where it's if you're struggling to really keep yourself alive, then how do you contribute to the world with your works? It is a little difficult mm-hmm. to, play the starving artist. So technology is really great in mitigating this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And two things. First of all, with mm-hmm. The starving artist kind of thing you were talking about, how it's really hard to be a starving artist, mm-hmm. it's not as romantic as it might seem. We were actually reading, I think in English today, about Herman Melville, and it said we were reading like a short little biography and like a textbook about him, and it said that he was like, you know, the epitome of like your kind of like starving artist stereotype, and he and like he would just like spend days and hours and stuff like wondering about like the meaning of life, and like he'd write about it all the time, he'd think about it all the time, and he was like, his friends were always really like, including Nathaniel Hawthorne, were always like really worried about him because he was like always like thinking about this stuff and like never like taking care of himself. And then I was just like thinking about it, I was like, well, now we think of him as like this kind of great guy that wrote Moby Dick and all these like masterpieces, but in fact his life was like really hard, and it was almost impossible for him to even like it was like really hard for him to write those kinds of books too, because like he couldn't get over the fact that, you know, there's so much suffering in the world. What is it, like, what's the meaning of that suffering? What's the purpose of just living? But I think that's also the nice thing about writing, is that even if you are struggling with those kinds of things, just like writing about it often makes it better. Even if it's like the most terrible writing in the world, like somehow you just feel a little more fulfilled and a little, you feel a little more meaningful.
Yeah.
And then, on the newspaper thing, I totally agree. With that as well, because, you know, I rarely ever read, like, actual, like, print newspapers, unless it's, like, my school paper, or unless I just, like, have it on the table. But, like, I think, so, yeah, and that way it's, like, really nice that, like, there's more, like, accessibility for people in terms of, like, writing, and there's a lot more, like, outlets that you can use if you're a writer to express yourself. And yeah, so I just think it's a really, like, you know, we might think, oh, what a pity that newspapers are going out of fashion or whatever, but now it's like, oh, a lot of newspapers are online, and even more people are reading it because they see it everywhere on social media and stuff like that. So I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah, it's really awesome that, you know, we're able to get this outlet and kind of really, like, you know, the internet makes technology, like, technology and the internet makes information so like rapid and just like right there, and that's a really great thing about newspapers kind of transitioning to online and like the internet, because then you do have, you know, more literacy like being promoted to people who might not have read anything before. Yeah, exactly, it's really great. So thank you, Zara, so much for this conversation, and the author was really inspiring, and this conversation was great. During the break, everyone, be sure to check out our brand new radio site at expressyourselfteenradio.com for photos, descriptions, links, and more information.
Also, please visit our charity site at bethestarur.org and watch our fun and informative videos at youtube.com/bethestarur. Stay right here with us as we continue our exploration of the gift of writing.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Show the world your smile. Be the star you are.
If you are ready to be inspired, energized, and edutained, you've come to the right place with our two life-changing programs at BeTheStarURadio.com. Live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's our lifestyle show, Star Style, Be the Star You Are, with hosts Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany. On Tuesdays at noon Pacific, teens talk and the world listens on Express Yourself Teen Radio on Voice America Kids. Come play with us at BeTheStarURadio.com.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com for information. That's ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Thank you for staying with us here at Voice America Kids, giving youth across the world a voice to be listened to. Today's topic is the gift of writing. I'm Zara Hosning.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. For this segment, Zara and I will be reading some of our own writings because we're pretty interested in writing ourselves. I'll just start out real quick. This piece is, it's called Reaction to a Misguided Facebook Comment. And what happened, a little bit of backstory, is I was on my Facebook feed, and I'm Asian American, and so it's a little difficult for Asians to be represented in the media nowadays, and like, you know, we're often not starred in movies or anything, and so I saw this Facebook comment. It was by a lady of another minority, and the topic was, are Asian Americans people of color? Like, have they gone through the same struggles? And I was like, yes, definitely. Like,
yeah, I think
historically speaking. Yeah, and like historically speaking, you know, we've gone through a lot. And so this lady went on and she said, no, like, you haven't gone through anything, and I don't, like, speaking as another minority, you haven't gone through these hardships, you shouldn't be considered people of color. And I was just, I was infuriated. And so I wrote this poem. I sent it to a teen magazine, and for the first time, like, maybe not for the first time, but like, this is kind of, it got published. I'm very excited. Nice. And so, yeah, here it is. Just a little bit of background. Yeah. All right, so here we go. A reaction to a misguided Facebook comment. Asians aren't people of color, she posted, righteous in her role as society's victim. With all due respect, you all are viewed just fine. It's us who has life rough. No one denies that we've all been oppressed, except you, honey. What shade of white do we look like to you? Why are we privileged all of a sudden when we were treated the same as you, beaten, ridiculed, human donkeys, worth less than a nail in those transcontinental lines? I tell you what, we aren't born with it. We dug through layers of horse dung, cow poop, resilient, bent on a better life till it breaks our backs. And you have the nerve to call us privileged. We're smart, we're polite, we're hardworking, and they think we're all doormats they can wipe their shoes on. You don't get to tell me that my parents had societal leverage when my dad chopped fish in the back of a supermarket to keep me fed. We're still here because we're stronger than the ocean, but the water's been cold since 1849. Because I've never seen a Chinese woman on the cover of a magazine, and the waves aren't getting that warm. That was it.
Oh my God, that was so good. I really like that. Yeah.
No, thanks.
No, I think it's okay. Also, I mean, like, I know it's like this is like a huge deal for you. It must like hurt a lot to just like see that comment and like, you know, all the like struggles that you mentioned, like in that piece of writing, like, it just kind of, I think what I'm trying to say is like, when you're angry, I feel like writing is almost like better. And I think that really came out in like the thing that you just read, because like, you know, it's not just like a rant. It's more, it's like really substantive. It's really like, expressing your feelings in like a really awesome way. And I like the line about like, we're not just doormats that you can wipe your feet on.
It's just exactly like, you know, anger and emotions and like happiness for sure, of course, they do feel writing. And I, you know, I've definitely found that when I'm feeling a certain way, it's, you know, easier, or like it's a better, you know, way for me to express myself in writing than to maybe like go and be mad about everything and feel bad.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's like, you know, cause you get to sit down and be thoughtful about what you want to say instead of say if you responded with that, like with a Facebook comment or something, it can get like really dirty really fast and it can't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, like I have gotten into like arguments on social media before. And like, I know, like just from personal experience, it gets like really personal, really dirty fast. And I think like, what you did is like really effective because it's like really thought out. And, even to like someone like me who didn't actually experience like what you experienced, like I can like kind of empathize with, you know, what you're going through. So thank you for that.
All right. Let's hear one of yours. Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. So yeah, I just wrote this a little while ago. It's I don't know, there's not really a lot of context for it except for
No worries. It's great.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, I guess just like one thing is that, like, you know, I have thought that, like, during this election season, like, there's a lot of tension and, like,
oh my god. Yeah.
I feel like America is just kind of broken right now, and I really do like to read and write about just, like, the American spirit as a whole. I really like American literature, so I thought I'd try my hand at writing something about America. So this is called America's Dreams. Well, America sang and sure did moan, and the cities gulped and the prairie droned. But it was no surprise that the day turned to night, that roots were uprooted and now the sunshine bites. America, you stepped far and jumped high on lies just short of a blood-red sky. The wind used to howl and laugh and cry. It blew for the lonely, the wistful, the shy. Whether with manure, roses, or smog, people sailed with that gust as if it were a river with no fog. Perhaps with time and a hearty dream, America can smile instead of scream. But waiting and wishing never won any wars, those two devils only make the land sore. Hope needs to ring, but no one knows where from, a beating heart or a pounding drum. Not from the mouth of pompous glory. No, America needs to tell its real story. Yeah, that's the end.
Nice. Yeah. No, that, like, you know, that rings so much with the spirit of this election, especially where the attacks are no longer, it's no longer about, hey, your policies are worse for America than my policies. It's more like, oh, your, I don't know, like, your appearance is uglier than my appearance, therefore I win this debate. And it's just ridiculous. And I think you really, you know, channel that with your poem, where it's like, yo, guys, you know, we do have to focus on what's really important. And it's not about whether the female candidate is cold or impersonal. It's about what issues she has, you know, like what issues she's fighting to solve. And it's not, you know, it's not about the Republican candidate's celebrity TV show or, like, you know, you know what kind of irritates me is that people say that the Republican candidate's, you know, voice is that he's not in politics, so he's got a clear understanding. But the thing is, how can you really, you know, help America in its issues and telling its real story when you don't have experience, when, you know, you're violent towards one half of its population? Like, it's just, I feel that your poem really kind of rings true, where it's like, hey, we've got so much going on in the country today, you know, with all of these issues, and we really do need to focus on resolving that instead of bickering over, like, party lines and, you know, whether the Republican or Democratic Party has a majority. And I definitely, like, I really think you bring up really strong points where it's like, come on, America.
No, thank you. Yeah, and that's why I think, like, during, I said, like, hope needs to ring, but no one knows where from. And then I said something about not from the mouth of pompous glory.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think, like, that just kind of, like, expresses kind of, like, what I think, you know, like, specifically, like, Donald Trump has been doing is, like, I feel like we need a politics of hope and, you know, not a politics of fear, but, like, I feel like a lot of what he says is kind of just, like, instilling fear in people, and it's promising this, like, fake kind of glory where, you know, you build a wall and all your problems go away. You, like, you antagonize certain ethnic groups and all your problems go away. But I feel like, you know, and I feel like, you know, we are at this kind of crossroads in America, and what we need is not more fear and more, like, ignorance. What we need is hope, and we need a change, but we don't need like that kind of change. You know, we don't need to make America great again. We need to kind of, like, keep America great and kind of figure out how to, I don't know, like, a different way of making America.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, it's also that, you know, he says make America great again, but, you know, that's not exactly how history works, right? You move forward. You're never going back at any point in time.
Right.
And, you know, if you, like, I saw one video online where it's like, I wish I could return to a certain age, but there's, objectively speaking, there's never been an age that's more equal than this one. And even though this one has a lot of problems, like, today has its problems, but it's, you know, if you go back into the past, you're never going to not regress. You're never going to progress by looking at the past. You just have to keep pushing onwards. And I also do definitely, you know, it's just like, go forward.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, it's just, you know, I watched another YouTube video, fun fact, where there's this one rhyme that they made where it was like, the best candidate to make America great again by giving Americans permission to hate again. And I'm like, you know, you can't, it's just this kind of like fear mongering and then like hate politics. It's just, it's not where we should be going, which is not to hate on people with more conservative views or, you know, people who identify with the Republican Party. It's just that there are internal issues that we need to look at before we're going to step back and accuse certain ethnic minorities or other, you know, groups of being the issue, you know?
Right. I definitely agree. And I think it's like, you know, it's really easy to just get up there and shout and complain about what's wrong with America and blame it on really like, just like really narrow-minded things, you know, like, you know, when he says, like, oh, we're going to ban all Muslims or we're going to, you know, build that wall to keep all the Mexicans out, those dirty rapists out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, something that you, it's something that you feel like you would hear in, like, the 1800s, you know?
Yeah, or, like, it's like, unacceptable, you know? It's unacceptable at the end of the day. You cannot, you know, isolate a minority and, first of all, stereotype them. Second of all, stereotype them as rapists and murderers. Like, it's just... on like an individual level as well. Like you see all of these, you know, all these YouTube videos where you have the Mexican people reacting to an influential individual calling them all of these horrible things. And it's just, it's so heartbreaking. It's the worst.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, writing actually just gives us the power overall to like deal with these kinds of things, you know, even if there is
heartache. With your poem as well,
Oh, thank you so much. But yeah, so yeah, thank you so much, Bridget, for exchanging your writing. And I'm really glad that we just got to express our thoughts and opinions with like this different outlet. I think it's really important. During the break, be sure to check our charity site out at btsya.org, which stands for Be the Star You Are, 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity. For info under events at our website, go to our website, btsya.org. I'm Zara Hosnain.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Visit www.expressyourselfteenradio.com for more information about our show. When we come back, we will continue on our inspiring conversation on writing.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit expressyourselfteenradio.com for information. That's expressyourselfteenradio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit expressyourselfteenradio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. Our program is Express Yourself, and I'm Zara Hosnain.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Today we have our star reporter, Katie Chu, with her segment, Aim to Shoot. Take it away, Katie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie, the reporter for Aim to Shoot, which is all about careers. And today I'm going to be talking about the career of writing. So I would bet that most of us have, at least for a second, considered being a writer. We're constantly surrounded by novels and constantly asked to write essays in school. It's not surprising that a lot of us would find ourselves wondering if writing could be a fitting career for us. So when we maybe receive a good grade on an essay, despite having a difficult teacher, or when you're suddenly overwhelmed with ideas for a moment while writing, or when you're completely engaged in a novel, you might imagine yourself as a writer in the future. That being said, while many people aspire to be writers, both for short or long periods of time, many are also uninformed of how to become a writer and the details of a writing career. So from copywriter working to self-employed screenwriters, writing is really an extensive and diverse professional field. Writers conceptualize, research, write, and edit polished manuscripts, poems, articles, novels, and all types of written content. And in their role, they may work across many genres, like nonfiction, poetry, fiction, satire. And if you are in a business environment, writers may work as copywriters, technical writers, blog and feature writers, and even editors. So obviously, there are numerous different types of writers, and writing professionals are broadly employed in different industries, ranging from academics to business, and it's definitely also a unique occupation since a majority of writers are self-employed, unlike other industries. Now, writing is really incorporated into every field, thus the wide variety of professions that you could take in writing. We see schools prepare us for it, especially with the new Common Core system. While my answers on a math test in fourth grade were simply single or double digits with no more of an explanation than yes or no, my younger brother has nearly written paragraph explanations for questions on math tests since the introduction of Common Core. So writing has definitely become a much more integral part of not only education, but also professional work. Because writing is now integrated into all fields, and it's very important for really any kind of area or any kind of profession. So, simply put, what do you need to become a writer, and what can you do? Well, despite the variety of jobs, generally a high school degree or the equivalent of it is the minimum educational requirement to qualify for a majority of writing jobs. Obviously, a lot of writers are self-employed, and some writers who become authors do self-publish, so there is that option. But even so, generally, a high school degree or the equivalent is preferred. Now, once you move on from high school, some writers may choose to get an associate degree in English or a bachelor's degree in English with an emphasis in writing or creative writing, while others might choose a different path like a journalism degree. But even with all these choices in a traditional degree program, writers should definitely write beyond this traditional program because writing is a skill that you really need to practice and keep doing to move on. So writers should be doing something beyond it and thus creating some kind of portfolio from things they do in school and outside of school, like submitting pitches to publications and writing articles for free, or writing for even the college or, of course, high school newspaper are great ways to gain experience and familiarity with the whole writing industry. Now, professional writers in fields such as business, marketing, and healthcare can really benefit from completing an internship. So internships are beneficial for all fields, obviously, because it's nice to go into your future or into the next step knowing sort of the basis of your industry or the way the industry works. Internships basically provide students with experience, allowing them to apply their classroom-based knowledge in real-world projects, and that can definitely be beneficial for professional writers. And whether it's copywriting or journalism, future writers can hone their craft and develop new skills by completing an internship. One choice that you really want to be careful of while preparing for a future in writing is choosing the right writing degree program. The different programs are specialized for different purposes, and depending on what path you would like to choose or what you want to be, you may want to choose a different program. For example, if you know you want to be a writer, but you sort of really want to study literature and earn a degree that'll help you continue into an MFA program in the future, you might want to get a bachelor's. But if you're thinking about a career in writing but aren't really sure where to get started, you might want to take a short-term program that sort of introduces you to the foundations, like an associate's program. But say you do get a bachelor's degree. There are several majors that you can choose from, like English literature, English composition, creative writing. These three different majors definitely have their differences. Like English literature blends sort of the study of writing and literature and includes an introduction to different elements of writing and includes a lot of analysis, like analyzing written texts and using workshops. And this can obviously be helpful to writers and allow you to gain a much broader knowledge of literature in general, and this can always be helpful to your future in writing. English composition is a little different, as it exposes students to the fundamentals of professional writing, like skills required across writing careers in nonprofit groups, government agencies, publications, business, media. Obviously, all writing careers in any kind of field requires a certain skill and a certain knowledge, and English composition can help provide that, as students that tend to develop talents in critical writing, research, and analysis. And creative writing is almost exactly what it sounds like. It basically covers the six traditional genres: nonfiction, fiction, children's literature, young adult literature, poetry, and script writing. And you can really learn about one or all of these genres in creative writing. But once you're past that, and you want to begin trying to begin a writing career can involve several steps, and you definitely want to start small, as in any industry or career. You can work with school newspapers, your yearbook, and website. You want to do blogs, journalism, literature classes, groups, workshops. All of these can be extremely helpful and the first step into a writing career. And most of these are generally available in both high school and college. For example, Toni Morrison even began her writing career after joining a writing group. She basically developed an idea, introduced and expanded it within the group, and made it into a novel. So even workshops, although they may not seem like a huge step, can definitely be a way into your future in writing. And another thing to consider is definitely piecework. You want to submit reviews, write for magazines, websites, other publications, any opportunity you have. Because through pieceworks, you can learn to meet deadlines, to work with an editor, and definitely to be humble about your work. And also really know your capacity of working. Although it might not be the job that pays best, it's definitely better than leaving underdeveloped or unfinished ideas and drafts in a forlorn drawer. And it also puts your name in print, so that it can become a step to something even greater. And then from then on, you can choose what direction you want to take in the professional field of writing. Because depending on what choice you may go down a different path or a different future that you'll follow. Depending on whether you want to write fiction or you want to be a poet, if you want to see your words make it big to the big screen as a screenwriter, all these professions are very different and you need to go down different steps, different paths to get to them. So beginning a career as an author is also something to consider for many people who would really like to become an author. Mm-hmm. So if you think of a novel or some story, you should definitely go for it. Make it original. But if it's not finished, don't send it up. Even if you think it's almost done and it may just need a little tweaking or a little work, if it's not finished, just don't send it up, because then finding an agent will be even more difficult, because agents will prioritize finished novels over yours. So as I just mentioned, finding an agent would be the next step, and this can be extremely difficult. Nicholas Sparks had 2 unpublished books before he wrote The Notebook. Stephen King had 5. So it can be extremely difficult to find an agent, and your novel can be rejected for various reasons. But that's not a reason to give up. Something you may want to do is spend some time in the writing publishing section of a bookstore. They list agents, offer addresses, explain how to best con- how best to contact them and the steps that you need to take. And one thing you want to do next is write a query letter. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Sparks said that will be the most single important page an unpublished writer will ever write, because a query letter is what you give to agents, and it's basically a sales pitch. It decides, or agents use it to decide whether they're going to accept your novel or not, and it can be the opening door to a career in writing or not. So a good query letter has a few rules, like it should have your information, a good summary of your novel, and why you want to work with this agent. So once you have an agent, you definitely want to find a publisher. Obviously, mm-hmm. you can self-publish, but that really depends on your goals. If you just want to have your book out there, then sure, you can self-publish. But if you really want it to be advertised widely and have it in the bookstores for several months or even a year, you might want to find a publisher who's passionate about your work as much as you are. So talking about writing as a career itself, writing mm-hmm. obviously is a diverse field with a broad assortment, and it has a great range of salaries mm-hmm. because of this diverse field. And there are lots of careers like technical writing, science, being a science writer and screenwriter, and et cetera. So there are lots of different jobs that you can take, and the salaries can range from the $50,000 to, mm-hmm. even if you're extremely successful, $100,000 and even more.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's actually, like, good news, though, because earlier in the radio show, we were talking about how it is hard to kind of sometimes earn, you know, your livelihood as a writer.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that we can, like, you know, earn a livelihood if we're very interested in writing and we want to pursue that career. Well, thank you so much for another enlightening segment, Katie. Thank you for really going in depth about, you know, how to be a writer and what to do to be a writer. These segments are always, like, super informative. Thank you so much. So, sadly, we have no more time. Thank you to Star Style Productions, Cynthia Bryan, Be the Star You Are, and our Voice America Kids crew, especially our engineer Matt. Thanks to our guests and reporters from across the world, and thank you, our listeners, for making us a top-rated program. I'm Brigitte Gia.
And I'm Zara Hossanane. You've been listening to Express Yourself, an on-air global community where teens talk and the world listens. For info on our creative community, go to btsya.org and go to our main site at www.bethestaryouare.org. Until next week, remember, be kind, write your heart out, and be here. Speak up, speak out, and express yourself.
Thanks for joining us this week on Express Yourself, produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, be sure to visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, when teens talk and the world listens on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, remember to express yourself.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself.